Pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Ghost Town.
Ghost Town is me, Rebecca Lieb.
And me, Jason Horton.
And we explore all kinds of weird history,
true crime,
hauntings,
paranormal events, and more.
We cover the Slender Man stabbing, Tesla's death ray, the D.B. Cooper copycat, the cheerleader murder plot,
Heaven's Gate, the Lars Mid-Tank mystery, and Tuesday's Child, Ellie's first satanic magazine, just to name a few.
You can find Ghost Town on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
In 1983, an alien was buried alive. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1983 ushered in the Swatch Watch and ushered out the TV show MASH. However, a mass video game grave made 1983 a strange year. The Atari Burial, September 1983.
We found a treasure trove of Atari 2600 cartridges. We hear that there's thousands of them down there. We pulled out, I want to say there's probably a couple dozen by the end of the first day, and I know the team is there today pulling even more out.
E.T. the movie was wildly successful, so naturally, merchandising was a no-brainer. In 1982, E.T. the video game for the Atari 2600 initially sold very well at 1.5 million units. However, poor reviews, along with the 3.5 million units in overstock or that had been returned, made it a huge financial disaster for Atari, and it became known as one of the worst video games of all time. The game only had one programmer, and was only given 5 weeks to complete the project, and apparently, it showed. This, along with an oversaturated market and increased competition with personal computers, led to the video game crash of 1983. But what happened to the 3.5 million unsold game cartridges? According to urban legend, it was buried in a landfill in New Mexico. Various news sources made claims over the years that the burial ground existed, but no one really knew if it was true. Fast forward to 2013. On May 28, 2013, Canadian entertainment company Fuel Industries was given 6 months of landfill access to excavate and film a documentary, which began on April 26, 2014. During the excavation, former Atari manager James Heller, who was in charge of the original burial, revealed that there were only 728,000 cartridges buried at the site. 1,178 cartridges of the estimated 728,000 were actually removed as the remainder were too difficult to access. The Zach Penn-directed documentary, Atari Game Over, which included the excavation, was released in November 2014. I want to thank TheGuardian.com, ArtsTechnica.com, KnowYourMeme.com, and The Verge. If you can't get enough of 1983, check out the episode of Ghost Town Podcast, Cabbage Patch Kid Riots. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year. Pause the podcast you're listening to right now and subscribe to Ghost Town.
Ghost Town is me, Rebecca Lieb.
And me, Jason Horton.
And we explore all kinds of weird history,
true crime,
hauntings,
paranormal events, and more.
We cover the Slender Man stabbing, Tesla's death ray, the D.B. Cooper copycat, the cheerleader murder plot,
Heaven's Gate, the Lars Mid-Tank mystery, and Tuesday's Child, Ellie's first satanic magazine, just to name a few.
You can find Ghost Town on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.